Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
What was your reaction when you saw that video?
I'll keep that to myself.
Does the organization or you prepare players for volatile rhetoric thrown their way? And
you know, I just think volatile rhetoric is a component of our business today, unfortunately. It just is. But not only our business, college, youth sport parents, you know, I think it's just a component of sport that's developed in a big way in recent years, and it's unfortunate. But really, I have nothing to say about the matter other than that.
Mike Tomlin with more on DK Metcalf. We're living in an era of volatile rhetoric at sporting events. I have no idea who that reporter was. We've listened to Mike Tomlin press conferences for almost 20 years. I don't think I've ever heard that human. I thought it was Rob Pratt for a second. Listen to it for a minute. Okay. From KDKAM.
What was your reaction when you saw that video?
Yeah, I can hear the Pratt, the
There's
idea
Pratt
that it would
pack
be Pratt,
in there.
But Pratt's question would have been, and did you talk to DK about how much money he could lose in this? Because cash, as we know, Mike, is king.
Well, they're having a big day, a banner day over on AM today.
They are.
And I love to stuff my nuts in my nuts rolls. Actually, sometimes they ooze out because I just stuff them so much.
Get the hell out of here right now. No way that was a real call.
Yes, it was a guest.
A guest?
And I love to stuff my nuts in my nuts rolls. Actually, sometimes they ooze out.
Yeah,
because I just stuff them so much.
She just stuffs them.
That is somebody doing the Pete Schwetti, the Schwetti balls routine, but on the radio for real.
Jack, do you believe that's a real person? Was that a real caller in your opinion, or do you think that was a
put
prank?
On. I mean, you have to know what you're doing there. Have to.
Who's it the person? Like, who's the person?
That's an
snickering?
Older lady, though.
Who's
that's
the person snickering halfway through?
I don't know. Can you pop over and see who's hosting there today? I don't think it's Dunlap.
Is it Bartley, maybe? Michael Bartley?
I have no idea. But that was a big topic, apparently, nut stuffing.
And I love to stuff my nuts in my nuts rolls. Actually, sometimes they ooze out because I just stuff them so much.
She started off by, I think, saying something, realizing what she said, trying to correct, but then
she went
going all the way with
guns
it.
Guns a-blazing on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all 12, even people who
so
are guests on
right
that station.
So right now, either Metcalf is having his hearing, or it's over, and now it's in the hands of Roger Goodell and the NFL. The revelation last night from CBS Sports on this, and there's been some additional follow-up reporting on it, it's crazy. There was a clause in Metcalf's contract. He got the biggest guaranteed money deal ever given to an outside player, so obviously Watt surpassed that. But no player from outside the organization had ever been given that amount of money. Guaranteed. First 2 years were fully guaranteed. The contract has a clause in it that says if a player fails to practice or play with the club for any reason, which includes player suspension by the NFL for conduct detrimental, his guarantees are null and void. So there's like a good behavior clause in his contract.
Which, it's weird, he had no reputation for bad behavior coming over from Seattle. Unless this is standard...
I think it is.
Okay, if it's standard boilerplate stuff in any player's deal, then that makes more sense.
I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't talked to enough people to fully confirm that. I don't think it's that unusual. The way this works now is he's not going to get cut after this year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, unless there would be some kind of like revelatory blow up, like follow up from this where he really like spirals out of control, which I don't expect to happen. I think he's going to eventually, when he gets back to the Steelers, apologize that his temper got the best of him, and he's going to promise that it's never going to happen again. And then everyone is going to attempt to move on from this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I think is a real practical consideration here for the Steelers is the following. There is part of his contract. So 2027, 2 years from now, next year, if he were to get hurt, remember, this is why Russell Wilson got benched in Denver. If he gets hurt, it automatically triggers a guaranteed contract for 2027. But the Steelers can get out of that now. They can get out of that guarantee part. So that means if he were to have just a down year, or if he were to get injured and you question with a physical specimen like him getting close to 30, if it were to slow him down considerably,
mm-hmm.
and you might need the cap space for any number of things, quarterback, second contracts
suddenly
for guys,
gives,
other wide
receivers.
It suddenly
gives them a lot of flexibility right. in how they choose to do business.
Exactly. And like, I think it would definitely burn a bridge with the player if you did that.
I wonder how like the Players Association broadly would look at it as far as like advising clients to potentially sign here. You know what I mean? Like if it was a one-off for Metcalf and the team took the measure that they have written in there to the fullest extent and really tried to apply it harshly here. Not harshly, but really just chose
Florio
to.
Florio said they could even technically, and I don't think there's any chance they do this. Florio looked at the contract and said, the way this is written up, they could even take signing bonus money back.
Yeah, I thought it was like a couple million.
Which I don't think they'll do that, but
I would just
what a potentially costly mistake this was. It's
so
one thing to lose two game checks yeah. that add up to what over a couple million dollars. I mean, that's not chump change.
I actually thought I saw somewhere that they weren't even a million.
Okay, so let's
Something
say,
else.
Yeah, because yeah. most of the money was in a signing bonus.
Yes.
So, okay, so let's say it adds up to over $1 million. Still not peanuts.
But for him...
This is yeah. totally different. We're talking about everything you fight for as a player is to get
the guaranteed money
in the contract.
Yep.
And he might have lost that because of one stupid, like, loss of self-control during an NFL game. This jabroni in Detroit could potentially cost Metcalf, I mean, tons of money, Chris.
I have a theory on it, though. By the way, Sheldon Ingram, WTA, was the reporter who asked that. It was not, in fact, our friend Rob Pratt. Every time we put out, by the way, the who asked that question, we do get answers immediately.
Well, then can we figure out who this lady is?
And I love to stuff my nuts in my nuts rolls. Actually, sometimes they ooze out. Because I just stuff them so much.
Ooze out.
Can we get the answer there? What baking expert in Pittsburgh is that lady?
Who's out there stuffing nuts? Anyway,
yeah.
I do think there's a tell here about how the team is going to act, though. And
Let
I think
it.
It's in Mike Tomlin saying, I support DK. I don't condone it, but I support him. I think that is Mike, who has doubtless talk to Art about this and every other, but specifically Art, Art also being a lawyer.
Yeah.
You don't think that those two met and wanted to make sure that they were on message together as how they wanted the team through Mike's overall like posture to the player to be represented? I think they did.
Oh, I think there was heavy consultation on this because of the legal ramifications.
And they're very concerned about appearances. Just how do we feel about what he told us? How do we feel about him as a player? I tend to believe the Steelers are going to say the suspension, that whatever he might have outside of football here that might cost him more money, the resultant embarrassment I think he's going to suffer because of this, and basically the fact that some middle-aged jabroni goaded him into this, I think they're going to probably, if I had to guess, I'm just putting my own personal thought on it, I think they're going to let that stand as like, you've been kind of punished enough here, we're not going to hold this over your head.
So I wouldn't take back the guarantees for next year. But I think I would null and void the injury guarantee for 2 years from now.
As more of a strictly business decision?
Yes. You gave me an opening here to now, like, we're not saying you're not going to get this money, but now it's not totally protected. Yeah.
If you get hurt, like, so there's an impetus on you to not get hurt.
Or not have a down year.
Well, definitely that. I mean, I think that would have existed no matter what. But now you wonder, too, a guy, is he thinking about getting hurt? Hey, I'm not going to get this money guaranteed. Is he more likely to get hurt? I just think in the immediate term, they're not going to go as full bore after the money and the guarantees.
But I don't know. I might have to go back and do more reading on what these contract experts and insiders have said. I don't know when they have to make a decision on that. Like, when do they have to alert Metcalf's people in the NFL that they're going to void any guarantees?
Would it be like before the start of the new league year?
Probably. Like that. So that would be in March?
Yeah, it's always like around my birthday. It's an easy one to remember.
So I guess see how the rest of the year goes with him when he comes back for the playoffs, or if he is allowed to come back before then.
But do you also think the length of the suspension might matter? Like if the NFL knocks it down to a game, the Steelers will not be quite as... They'll also... Like, say, like, well, the league decided it wasn't as bad initially. You appealed it down successfully. It's not as much of a mark against you because it's only one game.
I don't know. I don't think if the NFL upholds the suspension entirely or just reduces it down to a game, I don't think the Steelers will do anything more to publicly show support for him than what Tomlin did. I don't think they'll come out and say, like, you know, we think this is heavy-handed or too harsh or draconian or anything
like
that.
I happen to think Art...
I don't think they'll do that.
Art strikes me as the kind of guy, because of the various liabilities involved, who would be, not just because he would find it like a loss of control that's unacceptable, we're paying you a lot of money, we expect you to act a certain way. I just think when Art sees player go after fan while fan is still in the stands and has not crossed that threshold, probably all Art sees is litigation and he doesn't like that. Like, I think in very much in principle, like most people, he'd be like, you can't do that, man.
I think Metcalf's a pretty smart guy who just lost his mind. I would think that he knew that this was in his contract. And obviously, he's not thinking about it in the moment.
That's the problem.
But hey, just so you know, man, don't do anything dumb. Because if you do, you put all this guaranteed money at risk.
Mm-hmm.
He blacked out, is what happened, I think.
I think
somebody
I saw tweet out something to the effect that he's admitted in interviews that he just gets so hyped up during games that he's like, I black out there and like don't. Like, I'm so locked in on what I'm trying to do that I just kind of like lose myself a little bit.
Let's get to some calls. Here's Mr. Old School. Hello, Old School.
Hey, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, man.
Hey, I remember once a guy that I listened to, he said he told his son he was going through a lot. He said, son, understand something. We all have emotions. But emotions don't have an intellect, which is why they need to be the caboose and not the engine. And mean that if you let your emotions drive you, you're headed for a train wreck. And I remember about 2 months ago, I was driving through Oakland, crazy night, a drunk guy walks across the street in the middle of traffic. I said, hey, man, the light is green. He told me, shut up, gave me the N-word following it. And I'm in my car with my spouse in a tuxedo. I put my car in park and tried to get out the car. And as I'm getting out the car, my wife is screaming at the top of her lungs, pulling on my coat, saying, what are you doing? Stay in this car. But In that moment, I needed somebody to snap me back into reality because of the power that that word elicits. Now, my problem with Metcalf is that he didn't need to walk across because that word wasn't said beforehand. It had to be said right in front of him. But at the end of the day, it was his effort, and so I wouldn't give him a pass. I like because my wife made me realize, babe, you got three daughters at home. It's bigger than this.
Yeah.
And I think that he needed to recognize he got a whole team counting on him, money, family, and it was bigger than that moment, and that's what he forgot. But I wish there would have been somebody there to grab him and say, hey, man, wake up. I know you're pissed, but we can't do this.
Well, thank you. I heard the question today, and we'll play it here right now, about their security policy. I thought it was a good one. It might have been Will Graves, and Tomlin gave a short answer, and he like followed up with him on it. And this is what Tomlin said about, he was asked, do you have a team policy or security policy for player-fan interaction? And this is what Mike said.
I might not be privy to it because my eyes and attention is what's going on the field, but we have a top-notch security group, et cetera. Everybody in the National Football League does. It's not only from an organization's perspective, but it's a global component to it as well.
So the only thing I would possibly harangue Tomlin for here is if this hasn't been addressed as like a potential, like, hey, just to let you know, fans are idiots. I'm the head coach. We're either in training camp or before the season starts. No matter what these people say, here's what we want you to do. Don't handle it yourself. These are the people you go to and tell them about fans gone crazy and fans gone wild and things like that. Like, I would hope that that's something that gets communicated to players before the start of every year. The second part of it, we have a top-notch security team. So does the NFL. Great, but there was a breakdown here.
I was going to say, they didn't do a very good job.
They did not display how great they are with how this situation went down whatsoever. And I would include numerous security teams in that. I would say the Steelers' personal security team, Ford Field, and whatever law enforcement was present at the stadium that day, too. All three dropped the ball. This was not something where it happened in a split second, Chris. A player didn't go running over to a guy and there was no time to react to it. He walked over somewhat calmly with multiple security people kind of in the middle of it. And they just allowed for it to happen. And then after the fact, just let him walk away.
So I think that Mr. Old School's call was pretty on point throughout. Very catchy way to do the emotions thing versus intellect and the caboose and the train wreck. I kind of like that. I might go back and write that down to say that to Lennox one day. That was good. He's right, though, to say that Metcalf, if it ever got said to him, I still don't know if it did. It only would have gotten said in that little 1 4-second bit. Metcalf walked over there when nowhere near what he's alleging was eventually said was said to him. That's bad. There's like a guy that kind of looks like me on the Steelers sideline, just a bald white guy standing pretty close to him the whole time. I don't care if that guy's like an athletic trainer or like an assistant or something. Get in his way.
Yeah.
Also, if you're the Ford Field security, don't let him walk up to the railing. What are you doing?
Just out of curiosity, what is the job of the security people that are on the field like that if it's not to prevent things like this from happening?
Is their job, though, only to keep the fan away from the player and not vice versa? I would think it's both.
Right.
But maybe it's, I would love to know. Like, you know the event staff people who aren't allowed to watch the game, they have to stand with their backs turned to the action in the end zones?
Yeah.
Is their job only to make sure nobody runs on the field?
Okay, but once that player walks in front of you and is in your field of vision and you see him go up and grab a fan, that's when you should get involved. Tyler is on the fan. Hello, Tyler.
What's going on, guys? Hey, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
I agree with Mulsey and you, Pony. It's like Metcalf, 100%, if that was said to him, is disgusting. But that wasn't warranted whatsoever. Like, he can't be doing that. He's got to turn his back, tell security. But I got a question for you guys. I think this plays into week 18, week 17. We know the NFL. Like, that's crazy, man. Ravens win this week. We somehow lose against the Browns like we have, you know, in the past with Garrett's 5 sacks, like Tomlin was talking about. What happens week 18? Do you guys think we win against the Ravens? Then there's the other storyline of Roman Wilson. Like, Mike Tomlin was talking him up. So that was pretty interesting. I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on those two things.
Well, if you're asking too, would I put it past the NFL to reduce the suspension to one game to create the opportunity or possibility of Metcalf coming back and playing in that game to make that game a better game? No, I would not.
Well, the NFL absolutely does stuff like that all the time.
Right.
That's because they know it's an entertainment product.
Roman Wilson is going to have to do something before I start to have positive thoughts and feelings about his inclusion.
Perhaps
the
run a good
again.
Route, because apparently I have to start saying he's just not doing the detail stuff because Adam Thielen, who is approximately as fast as who now? A slightly faster version of Pony at Kenny Pickett's Pro Day, is still getting to his spots on the field correctly and therefore making big catches on third down.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We won the national championship or the conference championship at Air Force. That's what is on the horizon for us. We just have to do it. And leaving before that would, you know, leave a bad taste in my mouth because there was work to be done that we didn't do.
Paul Skeens right there. That was on with Dan Patrick comparing the Pirates to Air Force. And how he needed to win at Air Force before he left for LSU. Which, good and bad connotations there. He didn't leave Air Force. And so implied in that answer is, yeah, I'm eventually going to leave Pittsburgh, but
I
got unfinished business there before I do find the greener pastures out there. Relevant because the Pirates added another hitter today. And as Dan Zangrilli points out with the Ryan O'Hearn signing and the Brandon Lau trade, they have added 48 home runs to their lineup this week.
And O'Hearn should be the kind of guy, and Lau definitely should be the kind of guy. One thing I'm going to throw out the window completely is I don't care what study has been done analytically. I just have a very hard time from an eye test perspective coming to the idea, like some people did, that PNC Park is a negative place for left-handed hitters. I think it's an obvious lefty hitter's park. It's a righty hitter. It's a lefty pitcher's park because, you have such a deep alley. One thing I want to avoid doing here, though, Pony, is I think some of the guys on the beat are probably so surprised that they've actually tweeted as such. Like, Noah is not on the beat anymore, but he's kind of like...
And Mackey.
They made people like me eat my words. These are pretty good. I think you can praise them and say they've done more than we ever thought they would do. Because I think a lot of people, myself included, said I got to see something to believe anything from them.
But that's only giving them credit for clearing a very low bar, I think, is what you're saying, right?
Right. Well, I think they've had a like solid, and by their standards, way above solid so far offseason, because they've added real bats who matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, and I get uncomfortable a little bit. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. When people are now like suddenly tripping over themselves to talk about how great of a job they're doing. Like, I think we can pump the brakes and say they're probably still one bat away.
Yeah, but it's what you have said about them for a while. They just gave a starving man on the corner a ham sandwich.
Right. No, I know. Well, it's better. I think it is better than a ham sandwich, but I just get reflexively like, hey, okay, man. Like, they've done some good things. Well, they're acting differently. Here's another theory. Can I give you a theory on this, just because I think it'll take the direction of this conversation in a different place for a second? I've had some people say that they are a little concerned with the looming CBA negotiations and a potential for a work stoppage, that if they don't start taking some action to actually bring some players in and bring on some salary, that they are going to look bad and that something bad might happen with them in the CBA. Like, they get singled out while these negotiations are going on as a team that doesn't spend whatever percentage it is you have to spend for your payroll. There was an Athletic article, I think, written about it.
I do think that the theory from the commissioner's office, this idea that's out there that the commissioner is putting some pressure on the Pirates and Marlins and A's and teams like that to spend some money and make some moves, so there doesn't look like there's any teams that are just in it for the revenue sharing check and don't care about winning. I do think that there's some credence to that. I do.
Like, the A's got a jump on it signing Severino last year in that offseason.
Yeah.
Like, that was a big deal. That was an insane deal. It came out of nowhere for them.
So far, of the teams in the NL Central, the Pirates have improved themselves the most. The Reds haven't done anything. The Cubs haven't done anything. The Brewers haven't done anything. The Cardinals just traded Wilson Contreras to the Red Sox yesterday. They're, I think, deliberately trying to get worse. But you've got a big gap to make up. They've added all those home runs that Zangrilli pointed out. Well, they needed to. They hit 117 home runs as a team last year. The Cardinals were 29th in home runs. They hit 148. You weren't just last in power. You were dead last. You were way behind even the worst hitting teams. Their team OPS was 655. The next worst team was Cleveland, who shockingly made the playoffs at 670. You weren't just a bad hitting team. You were a horrendous hitting team. So these moves are necessary to even become competitive this season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's giving, you know, people hope is, like, they're not just saying that they have a problem. They're actually making moves to fix it. I think the last piece of this would be if they either sign Suarez, the power-hitting third baseman who finished last year in Seattle and was in Arizona, and fans remember him from Cincinnati before that, or this other Japanese power hitter. So one of them signed with the White Sox, and some Pirates fans are like, wait a minute, why didn't we do that deal? It was 2 years, $34 million. It didn't break the bank.
It was doable. But it was now within the realm of possibility.
Now there's this other guy, I think Okamoto is his name.
Yeah, Okamoto.
Who would be the other one that have Pirates fans saying, if you do this now, we'll really get on board.
Well, Pirates fans from any of the leagues in Asia, either the KBO, Japanese baseball, I mean, you look at Jung Ho Gung until the injuries and then the, and I gesture broadly here, the everything else of it with Jung Ho Gung until any of that happened. That was a success story, man. He had legitimate thump.
Yep.
Like, he's a player they brought over from the KBO, obviously not where these guys were playing, but like with questions about what the level of competition and everything else was over there. And once he adjusted here, like a rough start, he was one of the most dangerous hitters in their lineup. Like, game in and game out, man.
A lot happening with the Pirates. Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria welcomed their fifth baby into the world today. We just posted something on that at our website.
Man, five is so many kids. My brother has four.
Is he still going for five?
No. I mean, we have two, my friend.
Donnie, what number are you guys shooting for? Ideally, two? You don't want to get outnumbered.
It could be like Bill Raftery. We always want to play man to man.
Do you think we have someone in our listening audience who comes from a family of double-digit kids?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
100%.
A la Philip Rivers kids?
Well, I think that that kind of thing was more common, like, back in the day. So I think it would be somebody in the older end of our listening audience. But somebody who's in, like, their 60s maybe still listening, or even 70s, I feel like there's a very good chance they came from a family of, like, 11 or 12
412-928-9370.
If you are one of at least 10 children in a family, we want to hear from you. What was it like?
A couple of my friends have a bet, a $1,000 bet.
By the way, if you're in a 10-kid or more family, I think you want to be the youngest. Because if you're the oldest, by the time you're like 11, you got to start helping raise those kids.
And if you're at the bottom, your parents at that point are like, screw it.
And yeah, they're fawning all over you when they do see you. They figure that you can figure it out yourself.
They're just tired.
You want to be the youngest. You don't want to be the oldest.
Two of my buddies have a $1,000 bet that one of Philip Rivers' kids will play in the NFL.
How many of them do we know play football?
I don't know.
I don't think he has that many boys.
I don't know how many of them are boys either. They probably should have researched this. But
why don't they have the bet for Sean Alexander? He's got more kids.
Because I don't think it's as well publicized. His marketing team hasn't gotten the word out that he has as many kids as Rivers. And all of them were in that box last night.
That was cool when he threw the first touchdown and they just cut to them jumping up and down.
I'll tell you what, man.
He can still sling it.
No, he really can't.
Not sling it. He can sling it on target.
He really can't.
He cannot throw the ball. He cannot throw the ball, but he can put it where it needs to be.
Man, if there was ever a candidate for Awaken 180, it'd be my man Philip Rivers right now. Good Lord.
Do you think he's tipping it
at? I think he absolutely weighs more than Ben ever weighed.
He weighs 280 right now?
I think he weighs over 300 pounds.
Man, I don't know. Because a lot of that's
You see that double chin?
A lot of that's still padding, though, man.
Don?
Like, he's wearing a flak jacket. They probably have him in Kevlar because he's so old.
Well, just to update you here, he has a son, Gunner, that is a 4-star college recruit, class of 2027.
There you go. And his goal is to play with him someday.
I don't know. Ben was a little taller, not much, than Rivers, because Rivers is a big dude. You don't think Ben played at like 305 at one point?
Malzie, we got some legends on the line. Let's start with Candy in Monroeville. Hello, Candy. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to the queen of the PM team.
Hey, the main reason I called, guys, was to wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
Aww.
Now I'll get on to your topics. Okay,
yes.
You switched on me.
I did.
So the first thing I want to say is about Metcalf.
Yep.
I agree with you on what the heck. Maybe security's not allowed to do anything with the players. I don't know. There's so many rules. But I do think Metcalf realized his mistake, because he certainly didn't play great after that.
No, he did not.
And not in the immediate term. He had a couple plays once he settled down, I think. But
right
in
afterwards,
the immediate
he
term,
was
Candy,
very off his game, Candy.
You're exactly right. He was rattled.
He was. And as far as the Pirates go,
yep.
Hey, if I swore off Kool-Aid for football, I swore off for the Pirates a long time ago. I mean, they can get good players, and they'll come in here and not be able to do diddly. And I'm sorry, I grew up in an era where if you hit 280, you were a bum. You had to hit 300 plus.
Yes.
Well, it is a little bit of a different era in baseball now, Candy.
I respect Candy's baseball acumen.
I know, but all like the computer types, and I'll call them the nerds, but lovingly, they have decided that walks and all those other things matter a lot more than batting average. Candy,
you are one of our favorite people in the entire world.
You're one
world,
of the queens of the PM team.
And we hope that you and yours have an amazing holiday season.
Well, I'm not going to be alone. I'm going to friends for Christmas.
Nice.
But my family, I'm the last of my family. So, but I'm grateful. Hey, I'll tell you guys, I have good friends, kind people around me. What more can I ask for?
There you go.
Candy, you're the best.
And I did want to call you guys, and you can take my opinions for what they're worth.
A lot.
But I love you guys, and I love your listeners, and I just hope everybody has a safe and wonderful New Year.
Pony.
Thank you, Candy.
Don't hang up on Candy. I'm putting Candy back on hold. Donnie, do me a favor. Get Candy's mailing address if you can, if she's willing to give you her address. Pony, I think we send her a PM team Christmas in New York.
100%.
Hybrid card.
Yes, agreed.
We send one, maybe a glossy of me, you, and Donnie. Maybe intern.
Maybe some cat toys.
I didn't even ask about the cats, but I think we send candy, Donnie, if we can do this. We get her address and we make sure we
Donnie's
send her
working
something.
On it.
All right.
Chuck in Uniontown is next. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, good afternoon. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same to you, Chuck.
Yes, fellas. Yes, I like these moves. They're positive moves. But these are moves that should have been made 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes,
I would agree.
If they were made 3 or 4 years ago, the timetable would be on target. Because let's face it, what you're doing is you're racing the grains of the sand dial in the Paul Skeens era. You want Paul Skeens to pitch for us in the postseason. And still, I want to see some more.
Chuck, they need another bat, and not just Connor Griffin. And ideally, Chuck, I think you said 3 to 4 years ago, the most generous accounting I could give for them is they should have done it after last year, like after Skeens' rookie year. You see what you have in him already, you're like, okay, this guy is like every bit as good and then better than advertised.
Yeah.
Now we immediately load up around him.
Yeah, but just think of how far they could have been 3 or 4 years ago if they would have started this. But that's all water over the dam. But I do want to caution you this. The P word you want is performance. Potential did nothing. These people can't come in here and be bussed out. They have to perform successfully immediately for us. And I don't know if this is going to get us into the playoffs next year. I don't know about that. I have my doubts. But could this be step one, at least a winning record, and maybe on the fringe of the playoffs? But I would like to see a postseason appearance next year, but I think that's too much of a quantum leap.
Merry Christmas to Chuck. I'm happy for Chuck that he at least gets – there are guys that Chuck doesn't have to look up. He's heard of them before. Two wild cards. One, do they do anything else between now and the start of the season?
Like I say yes.
Of substance. Okay, two, the much bigger wild card now. If Connor Griffin comes up – and you get anything, and I am going to name two names here. You're going to laugh at me. I'm not saying he'll be these guys at the same age. If you get any, like, if you get 60% or 50% of, like, what a Juan Soto was as a teenager or a Trout type of guy was as a 20-year-old, like,
that's
his
a game,
first real
that's
year.
That's a game-changer, franchise-changer right there.
That's what I mean. And I'm not going to say Trout at 20 where he probably should have been the MVP or Soto, like, the greatest teenage hitter we've seen since who? Since Mel Ott? Something like that. I'm saying, like, give me a reasonable facsimile of, like, 50% of that, and you've got an elite player.
342. Get to Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Night. I just learned to be tunnel vision over the years. But as I sit here and make plans today for tomorrow in an effort to lay a foundation to engineer victory, that's something that's of very little relevance to me today. I have plenty of time to ponder those things after we get a little bit more solid about preparing ourselves to play the Cleveland Browns.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. That was Mike Tomlin. He talked for roughly 26 minutes today at his weekly press conference. And every Tuesday, Donnie pulls something from that press conference that stood out to him as a football guy, and we call it Donnie Football's Tomlin Tidbit. What was that all about,
guys, Donnie? Hold on just a second. I just noticed this now. Do you guys realize we lost to our big boss in fantasy football this week in the playoffs? Jack, can you turn Donnie's mic up, please?
Shout out, SPAC. Congratulations on all his success. Far,
yeah, there we go.
Dude, yeah, I saw that. I completely forgot because I've been completely locked in on Josh Roundtree attempting to go 30-0 in my fantasy league that I'm in with him and Donnie. This is horrifying, dude. We lost to the one person we don't want to lose
to.
Yeah,
I know. That happens.
All right. Anyway, sorry, Donnie. As you were.
Well, that was just Mike Tomlin addressing what the plan could be if the Packers take care of the Ravens on Saturday night. I always find it a little bit interesting, too, before we dive deeper into it, that players and coaches just have, they say they have no idea, like, what the implications are, like, when a team is playing.
Yeah. Do you believe them?
Probably not. I mean, I get it. He said he has tunnel vision this time of the year, but I just feel like with it being that impactful, that he's aware that the Ravens play Saturday night and the season could, you know, the division could be clinched up before they ever take the field on Sunday.
I thought from his answer, he left the door open for a contingency plan if the Packers do win the game.
Yeah, I actually thought he was going to like poo-poo that question.
Me too. And just give like a terse.
Yeah, like, no, my guys
focus is on this game.
Yeah.
No, I think he's aware of the fact. I know he's aware of the fact that numerous key contributors on his team are not young. Like, they're just old guys. His quarterback is 42. I think, Pony, you've been on this more or less all year. Cam Hayward, after like one kind of rough game to start the season, has been their steadiest performer game in, game out. Like a classic Hayward season without maybe the sack numbers. Thanks a lot for Black and Gold Auction House. He knows that that guy's 36. Rodgers is 42. How many of these other guys, too, in football terms maybe, are old, but we wouldn't think it, like 29 or 30? Ramsey's 31. He knows that his guys could absolutely use a break.
The line did move after he made those comments. It went from 3.5 to 3. That might be a coincidence. I don't think it is. I think that there's probably some very sharp bettors out there that heard about what Tomlin said and immediately bet the Browns. Because what's the line if Mason Rudolph plays? The Browns, I think, are favored.
Rodgers is playing well enough right now.
I mean, they lost to three at home to the Bills on Sunday.
Yeah, or it's like, I don't know.
A pick?
Yeah, maybe like a pick 'em.
Maybe a pick 'em. Because I think Rodgers, while he's been really good the last three games, it's been his best three, really, since he joined the team. I think, like, Vegas might look at him to Rudolph as not, like, one of those full touchdown
Well,
drops
they didn't for
get.
The Chicago game, but with the way Rodgers is playing now, I think they would have to make more of an adjustment.
Here's the other thing about the Browns. I just want to say this for the record. That offense sucks. And any team that's actually had a chance to watch them on film and like prepare for them, Buffalo should be embarrassed that that game was as close as it was for as long as it was. They don't have Judkins now, who's been really good by and large. They basically were running like a gimmick college offense
because Shadur cannot right now at this stage, and maybe ever, probably ever, just drop back and run a regular, as Joe likes to call it, a mature NFL passing game. They were running screens, reverses, goofy crap. If he can't hit Harold Fannin, who Tomlin called Fanning, so I'm thinking of
Dakota Fanning,
a tiny little blonde child actress.
She's doing big things now. She was on this show that Amanda just watched on Peacock.
I know, but I think of her as like tiny little, like 3.5 feet tall Dakota Fanning.
I Am Sam with Sean Penn.
Oh, that's a classic.
I heard that's a tough watch for the emotions, right?
That's a tremendous movie, actually. I've seen that one a couple times.
I've never seen it. I've heard it's a tough watch.
What do you mean tough watch?
Like emotionally.
Oh yeah. I don't like watch. Once I know a movie is like that, I'm not really a fan of watching it again. Why would I voluntarily watch something that makes me cry?
There was an art house movie, not an art house movie, that got like nominated for big awards back when I was like super into like trying to be Mr. Movie Guy. Probably
when were
Mr.
these years?
Movie
well,
Guy?
Hold on.
When was Malzy aspiring to be quote Mr.
No,
movie
hold
Guy?
Hold on, I have a real answer there. My best friend in high school, she was somebody who ended up in Hollywood, like working behind the scenes.
Congratulations on all her success.
Like, she's done very well for herself.
Was it a romantic relationship?
No, we were platonic friends.
Okay.
She and her wife have a wonderful life out in L.A.
Gotcha.
Okay. And she was super into like fancy pants movies back then that like weren't in theaters. There was a movie called 21 Grams that I would never watch again, even though it's a very good movie, because of the exact reason, Pony. I went into it like, I've heard this movie's pretty sad. By the end of it, I wished I had never seen it, even though it was good.
Yeah.
I feel like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah,
like that.
Train Spotting.
Yeah.
You get Train Spotting in there. You don't need to watch it twice. What Dreams May Come, I think, is another kind of weird one like that. Requiem for a Dream is an all-timer.
Amanda's on the Christmas movie kick lately.
Wait.
And they're all garbage.
But why? Is she watching old ones? Because I want to know. She doesn't watch old movies, remember?
Well, I told you what she said about Christmas Vacation.
Okay, but does she
and
watch,
I agreed
like,
with her on it.
Does she watch like The Grinch or Miracle on 34th
well, she
Street
watches,
or It's a
like,
Wonderful Life?
If those movies are for Stella, she'll watch them. But if it's for her own personal choice,
okay, so somebody puts old Jimmy Stewart on It's a Wonderful Life.
Hell
she says,
no.
This thing
IUP
is,
zone.
Get that off the screen. It's not in color.
It's not in color.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so she'll watch those, not like the, like Hallmark nonsense.
No, like, I don't really think the Netflix rom-com Christmas movies are that far.
I think their selection stinks. I was looking at it
Thank
the other
you.
Night.
There you go. But I'm still subjected
she
to
watched,
all this.
Like,
I'm asking,
she
like...
She watched garbage like Love Actually.
Oh, she loves Love Actually.
But it's an old movie. Why does she
keep
watching
haven't, it? We haven't watched it back yet this holiday season.
You shouldn't, because she doesn't watch old movies.
I hope you're right.
I'm calling her out right now. Amanda. You can't have favorite movies that are more than a year old. They should constantly cycle out of the rotation.
You know which Christmas movie has really climbed the ladder for me? Four Christmases.
Is that with Vince Vaughn?
You ever see that one?
Is that a Vince Vaughn joint?
Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon, John Voight? Robert Duvall.
Wow.
Jon Favreau. Tim McGraw is in the mix.
I've
the
seen
mom
it.
From Step Brothers.
I've seen it as an
Mary
option.
Mary Steenburgen.
I've seen it as an option on all the streaming services, but I've never watched it.
I think you should give it a chance. It's pretty good.
You know which one I don't watch enough? Bad Santa.
I'm the same way.
I feel like I like it, but I never think to watch it again.
I don't know if I've ever actually sat and watched it all the way through. I'm just like, oh yeah, it's Billy Bob Thornton as like
the late Bernie Mac in there.
Yep.
I think the late John Ritter too.
Bernie Mac taken from us way too soon.
Same thing with John Ritter.
Yeah, I think both of them are in there.
Bernie Mac does Ocean's 11, and then like a couple years later, he's out. Yeah.
Mr. 3000.
All right, that was Donnie's Tomlin tidbit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.